Community leaders in Kaikohe will lead a hikoi through the town centre this morning, calling for peace amid rising gang violence. A collective of hapū will place a rahui on the town in response to the spate of shootings across Auckland and Northland. They say gang violence must end before an innocent life is lost. Hikoi spokesperson Mane Tahere is with us now. Morena.
Morena.
Why the rahui? Why is it required?
This is a point of difference in terms of a rahui supporting all the other efforts as well in this space towards calming the violence. And so this is a hapū-led initiative. It's a Māori, kaupapa Māori mechanism that we use all the time and have done for centuries. So this is, we're dealing with whānau here. And it's a lower level engagement, grassroots interaction.
Are you confident it will be respected?
The beauty around a rahui is that local hapū have the authority to place this prohibition on. And so this morning's ceremony will be a deep cultural ceremony which resonates with all whānau, including whānau whakapapa into these groups. And so we're confident after these ceremonies have taken place, the onus does go back on the individual. But we are following up with signs around town and making this a real concerted effort.
How bad are things in Kaikohe?
Well, these aren't new issues. It's been long standing, and they flare up every now and then. What we have seen though is a continued intensity, and particularly with the shootings. And so this time round, we've not seen an approach like this from hapū and the local marae and hapū. So it is concerning. And I guess the reason for hapū to stand up is because when we hear at a whānau level what's going on, we know that it is real. There is a fear and concern. And so we have to stand up as hapū and not just the good times, but these times as well.
How bad are the things in terms of how frightened people are? How concerned are people that this sort of gang trouble could spill over and people could get hurt?
Yeah, definitely. I saw a kōrero from one of our hapū leaders saying, you know, school children have heard shootings in the streets. So when it gets to that, it's of grave concern. And I think the feeling around Paiko here is that we need to do something before someone does get seriously hurt or worse. And so there is a bit of support behind this to really put that prohibition toward gang violence in the town.
So you placed the rahui this morning. What then happens after the ceremony? Is there kind of further ongoing kōrero with whānau, with the gangs, to bring about some sort of peace?
Yeah, there has been conversations right throughout, and those will continue with the gangs involved. Again, at this level, we're talking to whānau. And so those sentiments to stop the violence, the sentiments are all there. So the hope is that the rahui is adhered to strictly and strongly. And so what it does is it adds pressure from a whānau to whānau level. And so it is hoped that ultimately these behaviours stop and they never return. The rahui doesn't have an end time, and so that's the hope of the local hapū.
Kaikohe, a much smaller place than Auckland, but clearly there's also been quite significant tensions there as well. Should Tamaki Makaurau be considering having a rahui as part of the response to this?
The mechanism of a rahui traditionally and today is something we believe in as Māori, and so it would be up to Tāmaki Makaurau, Hapu and Iwi to do so. We 100% as Hapu o Kaikoe, a collective called Te Tiahotanga, firmly believe in this tikanga. And so you see in the ceremonies a lot of karakia prayer, but not just that, there is some adherence to tikanga. And so those hapu in Auckland will decide if that's the route they take. This is all in support of other initiatives and other community groups, so I think they would consider those things, but that's ultimately up to them. And we're here in Kaikoe have decided to do this.
Ai, ngā mihi. Thank you very much for your time. Hikoi spokesperson Mane Tahere.